as you open your mind. Let life be the thought as you open your eyes. Let life be the glow as you open your ears. Let life be the melody, layer after layer after layer. As you open your nose, let life be the scent. As you open your mouth, let life be the breath. As you open your hands, let life be the flesh, layer after layer after layer. And as you open your heart, let life be the heat. And as you open your soul, let life be the torch. And as you open your being, let life be the juice, layer after layer after layer. You know what day it is. You know what time it is. And this is the Insight Hour. Yes. And without further ado, I can only tell you that I am in the flow, in the spirit. And there is so much happening. And I know you feel it too, listeners. I know you do. And so without, as Seth said, without further ado, let me bring on my main man who's going to be flying across the ocean, coming back to Reverend Roxy. I'm so excited. We are all so excited. Dr. Lynn, I give praise to God, and I give praise that God put you in our lives and in the midst of all of this. Here he come, the voice with the most, the host of the Insight Hour. Hey, Dr. Lynn.
Hey, Reverend Roxy. Thank you, Sister Reverend Roxy. I appreciate that so much. That's awesome. What a wonderful way to start the program.
Thank you very much. You know it is about life. Yes. Yes. Tell him.
It is about life, Sister. And I'm going to be thankful for flying safely with your prayers. And tomorrow we'll have a grand reunion on the Big Island of Hawaii at Steam Van Inn and Health Retreat. What a celebration it shall be.
At the royal bloodline of David.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. So, folks, listen, thanks for listening. I'm Dr. Lynn Harwood.
Right off the bat, you know, so we can get to it, but we don't want to keep them waiting too long. I'm anxious to know, but please tell them who's bringing this and who's paying the bill.
All right. We're bringing it to you from HealthyWorldDistributing.com. That's who's paying the bills. We want to thank BBS Radio for hosting the Insight Hour, Don Newsom and the Newsom family. If you have not signed up yet to be a archive reviewer, $2 a month gets you into the archives at bbsradio.com, where you can get these previous programs and all of the wonderful hosts on BBS. I want to thank healthyworlddistributing.com. Easy way to get to it. It's healthyworldstore.com. They pay the bills. And it's a blessing that they've also helped us develop this whole In Lies We Trust, the CIA, Hollywood, and Bioterrorism Project that you are invited and actually requested to participate in. If you haven't gotten your copy of In Lies We Trust, call this toll-free number, 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. And if you're curious, you want to see it before you even get it, go online to InLiesWeTrust.com, InLiesWeTrust.com, and you'll get a full measure of the bad news. The ministries that we work with that are we're blessed to be and humbly be at the forefront of, one of them Reverend Roxy mentioned a couple minutes ago, the Royal Bloodline of David wants you to know that the Creator is not delayed, that the Creator's right here, right on time, and helping support us, bringing you the truth about Babylonian insanity and the lunacy masquerading under the guise of public health policy. It is absolutely genocidal. And the new DVD documentary called In Lies We Trust, subtitled The CIA, Hollywood, and Bioterrorism, brings you a knock over the head that you can use for all those dumb people that you've been trying to convince that there's something going down that's not very healthy and happy and blissful. It's called genocide. That's the mass profiteering off of humanity's suffering, the mass killing or enslaving of people for profit, politics, and ideology. Currently, if you've noticed, there is a depopulation agenda afoot. Half of you listeners out there are targeted for elimination. One half to two-thirds of the world's population, according to the population control experts, are required to no longer be here over the next, let's say at most, 15 to 20 years. And that's really stretching it long. But the reality is that it's the same as the Bible prophesied. In John the Revelator, he tells you the same thing, Book of Revelation, that the pharmaceutical industrialists, those who cast magic spells and practice sorcery, the magic spells is the hypnotic television. That tells you that even now during prime time that the drugs that you're popping, those magic pills that you're popping to cure every ill, actually has hideous side effects far more devastating than the actual disease that you're treating. Now, if that's sane, then maybe you belong in Babylon. So the reality is that you and your friends better wake up because it's judgment time. The party is over. And after the party in America, somebody's got to clean up. And we're about to face that big cleanup. And essentially, that's why people are so sick. We've got the chemtrails, the pollutants of the airs, the waters, the foods, everything's poisoned. The petrochemical pharmaceutical cartel, the military medical petrochemical pharmaceutical cartel are the devil doers. They have directors that are literally satanic. And if you don't believe in Satan, if you don't believe in that level of evil embodied, then the reality is that you've got to come up with a far better explanation for the fact that these people are acting inhumanly, insensitively, uncaringly, lacking empathy. As the genocide continues, our brothers and sisters are dying. And it's not just our brothers and sisters, it's a part of you and I. It is we who are dying. And so the reality is, that's the bad news that we bring. Now, we've also got the fantastic, greatest news that the planet has ever seen. It's about the Messianic Age. It's about Yeshua HaMashiach coming back to bless humanity as prophesied. And the reality is that everything that's going on here is totally consistent. You know, I had Reverend Roxy, got a weekend project that I didn't fully expect. I had heard it was coming, but I didn't know it was going to come this weekend. And I know you've got some news to share, too, before we take our caller. But the Carol Adler, who many people may know as the publisher of Dandelion Press, is just about to come out with a book by two experts in the field of sound and spirituality and metaphysics and the reality by which our physicality is manifested out of the spiritual realm through music. And we've talked on this program about the Love Code, lovetherealdavincicode.com. Go to the website, lovetherealdavincicode.com, and you'll get the book freely downloadable on a PDF file. Get the documentary, The Love Code, and you'll get more, and you can get the Walk on Water DVD, again, through HealthyWorldStore.com, and you'll be enlightened to realize that we have now been blessed with the core creative frequencies of the universe. That is the Creator's technology for creation, given to us as powerful co-creative spirits to be response-able, to exercise our response ability to change this world dramatically in the image of the Creator, to do away with this lunacy and the hypocrisy and the genocide in Babylon. And this is what the great revelation is. Carol Adler just had me do the foreword to a new book that's coming out called Emanation of the Solfeggio, the ancient musical scale that's the core creative frequencies, and you're going to be able to see the hard science and the amazing research that was done on this book to bring you the reality check that what we're dealing with is a physical world, a realm, a universe that is precipitated or crystallized into its existence by music, by sound, specific tones, an electromagnetic frequency matrix that the kingdom of heaven and the religious world comes and blesses everything and everyone by the grace of the Creator. And if that's not intelligent design, starting with the simple mathematics, using the frequency, voices, word on water to manifest everything. And now that we're blessed with this humbling knowledge to give it all up to the Creator like Reverend Roxy did at the beginning of the Insight Hour, and to practice it daily. And when she tells you that may your skin be the blessed, loving, heavenly Creator's manifestation, that you touch and feel the world with, and that your eyes see the truth, and that your ears hear the truth, that this reality is such a magnificent place to be, and that the sustainability and the community, not competition but collaboration, is the key. So my foreword to the book Emanation of the Selfeggio, being published by Dandelion Press and Carol Adler, is going to be talking about the fact that we've been blessed with the key of David. The key to the house of David is love. Of course it is. What else would it be? Love is the great healer. It's the 528 frequency, vibration, essence of the universe. This musical, mathematical matrix, kingdom of heaven, manifesting here on earth as it is in heaven, right here, right now, in your skin, in your eyes, in your ears, in your whole being. Communing with that is the greatest communion. It's the divine human communion, the most awesome blessing that we can experience in life. It is the essence and the thrill and the empowerment of love directly from the boss, who sends it out freely for you and I to simply enjoy. And so anyway, that's what I spent my holiday weekend doing, writing the foreword to the book Emanation of the Selfeggio, coming out on Dandelion Press. Reverend Roxy, you had something that happened on your Sunday evening show, Mission Possible, that you wanted to share and have a little discussion about before we bring on our guest. And I suspect I know strongly who our guest is. I invited her. And if it's who I think it is, it's Julie Wanner Rossetti. Anyway, we'll get to Julie in a minute. Julie, hold on for a minute. Let me find out from Reverend Roxy what happened.
Lynn, Dr. Lynn. Hello?
Hey there, sister.
Dr. Lynn, I'm going to forego the discussion because everything is so positive. And what you just said has to be so clear that I'm not going to give what that caller on my show had to say any energy, not one bit of energy, and that we will wait until Dawn gets back, and then we will discuss it. So all I can say is that I am cataloging each one. Each time you explain who you are and what the mission is, I am joyfully documenting it, because some of my listeners heard what that caller had to say, and now we're just going to document it and put something together that will refute this this caller. And so I'm not going to give it no more juice. We're going to bring in the good news and get to the good news. That's a wonderful forward in someone else's book. That's just so wonderful, and all about the Selfeggio, and I have a little story about the Selfeggio tones, too, you know, about playing them here at the house. So let's
yeah,
we won't talk about that till after February.
You know, that's funny. You know, this is okay to go to where you didn't want to go. Let me clear this passage for you, because yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we don't have anything to worry about. You know, the reality is that, and this is why it's so important. You, my sister, me, your brother, our listeners that are here, brothers and sisters, and that we're in this together. This is a community, and we need each other's support. We need to reflect off each other, because in Babylon, there's a lot of insane people. And with everybody being hypnotized by the boob tube, and everybody being drugged out, depressed out, especially this time of the year, the holidays, the darkest before the dawn, especially in the end times, before the Messianic age, it's getting dark and it's getting heavy. And people are insane. They're out to lunch. Now, how do we deal with that? Because, you know, I had somebody just moments before the show enter into YouTube, where we have 16 segments. Now imagine this. Imagine Dr. Leonard Horowitz spends 6 months out of his life. The last 6 months, he neglects his children. My poor, sweet children, they gave me so much space. They were quiet. They were just a blessing. My wife is so awesome. Jackie is just the most amazing crusader behind the scenes. And we put a film together, a feature-length documentary called In Lies We Trust, and we put it out there for free. And people are getting it, and people all over the place already. We've had almost 30,000 at least people seen it already, and it hasn't even really been shipped yet. It's going to be shipped for the first time in a real manufactured state. I've been shipping little pieces piecemeal here and there, but the reality is we're getting our first official shipment tomorrow, and all those people that ordered it and blessed us with contributions and donations, we thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Yours is going to be shipped tomorrow. Well, at any rate, imagine after doing all this, somebody goes on YouTube and puts all this absolutely idiotic, stupid allegations, and then goes so far as to say you're a dentist. You're not an expert in AIDS. I use dentists to clean my teeth. Well, my response, I thought, I could have said, well, next time you've got a wisdom tooth that you need to have taken out, go to see a medical doctor. It's the dentist, the oral surgeons like I am, that I practiced for 16 years, to get the cadaver's heads before the medical doctors in training. And by the time they get the head and neck, there's nothing left to it. So if you think that dentists don't have a expertise that is respectable, the next time you need to have a wisdom taken out of your jaw next to your mandibular nerve and all those blood vessels down there, you go to see your medical deity and you see if he can pull out that tooth. So this is the reality. We're literally walking around with insane people. People that are not even aware. So we got to remember what our blessed Messiah Yeshua said. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. And it is my role and my humble joy to have you as my sister and you as my family to be able to reflect sanity in a world gone insane. That's the role that we play. That's what we're doing in Hawaii. And for those of you who are listening, you know, we've got a couple Hawaii retreats coming up that we please invite you to join us. This is more than just about health. It's more than just about spirituality. It's about community surviving, thriving, and then essentially being the model for the rest of the planet that's going to need models. When everything falls apart, we need to have self-sustaining, ecologically oriented communities that are engaged in love, not fear, and essentially productivity and collaboration versus competition and making war. So this is what we're doing in Hawaii. And this is what the ministries, Reverend Roxy's ministry, or the other ministries that we're engaged in. What's that?
Let's get to the guest.
Oh, okay. Anyway, let's get to the guest.
Bring her in. Bring her in.
Anyway, welcome guest. Who's on the line?
Hi, this is Julie.
Hi, Julie. Hi, welcome to the Insight Hour.
Hey, thank
for
you
folks,
so
Julie is the author of Diabetes Can Be Sweet Once You Bury It. Julie, welcome.
Thank you, and hello and aloha to everyone out there.
Yeah. Welcome. Well, it was a pleasure meeting you on the phone today, and thanks for joining us on the Inside Out. Tell folks a little bit about yourself.
Well, I actually was born and raised in Oregon, and I've lived in Hawaii for 16 years, and basically decided to write this book because I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at the age of 13, and it was from a childhood vaccination.
Right, so this is type 1 autoimmune type diabetes, correct?
Correct, and sometimes they think it's genetic. Of course, back then they thought if you ate too much sugar, you got it, which is a myth. And we had no family history, and 4 months after my MMR vaccination, I was diagnosed with diabetes.
Right, and this goes to talk about what we have recommended. Everybody listening, if you haven't gotten many copies of Horowitz on Vaccines, again, that website is a lifesaver. That CD called Horowitz on Vaccines will alert you to not just what the risks of vaccinations are, including what we are talking about here tonight with Julie and diabetes, autoimmune diabetes, but all the autoimmune diseases, from everything from chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, lupus, MS, ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease, chronic crippling rheumatoid arthritis, adult and juvenile type 1 diabetes, Crohn's disease, Guillain-Barré that my mother died from after getting a flu vaccine. Many other autoimmune diseases, and what Julie's talking about is type 1 autoimmune diabetes, one of the most common vaccine injuries. So now we're looking at vaccinations being the number one genocidal weapon, and you need to know what's on that CD to get your children out of this bogus, manipulative, maliciously abusing scam. Julie, go ahead.
Yes, so basically, I guess for me, my mission is to help as many families, especially children, and their parents realize that the vaccinations are very dangerous, and the outcome, of course, in my situation is I'm healthy, but I still have to take a small amount of insulin. And so anyway, mentally, I have buried type 1 diabetes, and I live a very healthy lifestyle. But the most important thing, I think, in preventing type 1 is not to get the vaccinations.
Absolutely. You better believe it.
So I really wish I'd had your book, 20-something years ago, and my parents had known what I know today. So I guess I've become a speaker on that, just trying to get everyone out there to understand that it's an epidemic now.
Oh, it's a horrible epidemic. What do you have your thumb on the pulse of what the statistics are currently?
I do. And with the type 2 diabetes, I was going to mention that children used to not get type 2 diabetes. It used to be just adult onset. However, that is you are now getting children 6 years old, 9 years old getting type 2 because of our processed foods, our toxins, lack of exercise, like what you're talking about, watching TV, and just basically unhealthy lifestyle for the type 2. And back to type 1 is about, well, actually we have 20.8 million children and adults in the United States that have diabetes. And out of that, a good portion, of course, 90% is the type 2, and about 10% is type 1. But type 1 is more serious because the beta cells, which is what produces the insulin in the pancreas, are not producing enough insulin. So then you're either taking it by an insulin pump or injection. And the complications happen when the blood sugars aren't normal. Then you can have all kinds of serious complications. And that the list is endless, from amputations, blindness, and the whole family. It's not just the innocent victim. It becomes the whole family because they have to deal with not just the complications of that, but the financial part of it, too.
Well, all of these diseases are devastating financially and emotionally.
Yes, emotionally is exactly probably one of the biggest things that I'm touching upon, is the diabetic label. And that's what society has labeled people that have diabetes. Is I have many clients that come to me and say in tears, Julie, I have been diagnosed, my doctor told me, as a sick diabetic. And then they tell them everything that's going to happen, and this person is mentally distraught. They can't even move forward. They're in shock. They're in, at the point where they don't even want to live anymore, and they don't think they can. And so it's so serious mentally that it's never touched upon. No one ever touches upon how the label affects people that have diabetes. We don't ever call someone that has cancer a cancer-retic. I mean, God forbid. But yet we call people that have diabetes a diabetic.
Yeah, that's an interesting label, isn't it?
Yes, and I refused that label when I was diagnosed. I mentally buried it. Actually, I went and got a shovel and was out in the garden at my family's house, and mentally I buried that and all the toxic labels, all the mental junk that I was getting educated at that time at the age of 13. And I just said, you know what? I'm going to take 100% responsibility for this, and I'm going to live a healthy lifestyle.
Good. Well, let's talk about the healthy lifestyle. One thing I want to mention, though, before we do this, I want to mention the manner in which the type 1 autoimmune diabetes occurs. You've got antigenic complexes that are produced by vaccination proteins and foreign RNA and DNA. When you get a vaccine, what happens is it pumps into your system these foreign proteins, and they form complexes. They bind to your own cells, like in the what Julie was talking about, the beta cells, the insulin producers, the islets of Langerhans cells in the pancreas produce insulin, and when you have your own white blood cell bodyguards destroying those cells, of course, you're not going to produce insulin anymore. And so that this is what gets us then enslaved to having to inject the insulin. But the trigger of that is the fact that you're violating the Creator's law. You're violating, for example, Leviticus 19:19 that says keep the blood pure, because your Holy Spirit-filled body is run by seawater, and these white, these red blood cells that look literally under a microscope, kind of like the universe looks in this toroid, and they stick together, clump together, these red blood cells do, and they look like the universe, and that the structure is absolutely, amazingly, virtually identical to the structure of the universe, and the function of the structure is to carry optimally well the Creator's element number 8, oxygen. So the red blood cell bodyguards literally oxygenate. And when you insult and assault the blood, then you're violating not only the red blood cells, but the white blood cells, and this is what ends up manifesting in many autoimmune diseases, including the one that we're talking about. So in terms of lifestyle, there's a lot of things that we need to do. In the book, Healing Celebrations, Miraculous Recoveries Through Ancient Scripture, Natural Medicine, and Modern Science, I lay out 5 steps. And sure, Julie, when you talk about the lifestyle changes for people, they're probably all of them going to fit into one or more of the following generic 5 steps that every good naturopathic healer, every good physician who knows anything beyond the drug cartel's mind manipulation and the cult indoctrination of the medical deities. The truth is that there's 5 simple steps that everybody should learn from the time that they're very young, and if they did, then we wouldn't be addicted and enslaved to the pharmaceutical cartel. This is, number 1, is detoxification. That includes fasts, various fasts. Number 2 is deacidification, or alkalization, changing your body's chemistry, making it more alkaline. Step 3 involves holistic immunity boosting, or normalization of the immune cells when they're in hyperdrive or hyperactive, hypersensitive. And step 4 is oxygenation, and step 5 is bioenergetics, everything from hands-on healing and prayer to the light, color, sound, frequency generators, the various therapies like the Rife frequencies, like we've got the Miracle 6 machine. So that is, in a nutshell, the overview of what good lifestyle changes and the 5 steps to take to prepare your temple to defend and even reverse diseases. So go ahead, Julie. Tell us, what are your recommendations? What are your top recommendations for people with regard to diabetes?
I think the top recommendation, of course, mentally, that is that you have to become right mentally by bearing diabetes or any other health challenge before the physical body can follow. And once that's handled, then of course you realize you're taking the 100% responsibility, which is what, like you're teaching, you're getting the right education, the right products, you know, the nutrients, what you need, and what your naturopathic physician can tell you, because each individual is different genetics, all kinds of things as far as that goes. But it's important that you're having not a lot of stress in your life, and that it's dealt with through exercise, through meditation, and you have to choose faith over fear. You absolutely have to, because if you don't, again, that can get into your brain mentally, and then just everything can fall apart.
Yeah, I think the stress factor is vital in every single disease, and the concept that we have that we are holding on to disease instead of perfect health.
Right.
You know, you know, every single one of us is going through changes all the time. The body's getting renewed all the time, even if we're, you know, if we're doing ourselves in. But the number one thing that really does us in is that these disease labels that we take on and the fears associated with them, because they're simply like, you know, shaking the bones in a witch doctor situation, you know, or a, it's called the nocebo in medicine. It's the opposite of the placebo.
Right.
You know, the nocebo is where you take a room full of 100 healthy people and you tell them they've got a terminal illness or that they've got diabetes, and then even though they don't, 30% of them, just like a sugar pill will cure 30% of people with whatever disease, it's the placebo. All pharmaceutical industry is measured against that placebo effect.
Right, and I don't even believe that I have diabetes. I live such a normal life that I got my cholesterol test back, and my doctor really didn't want to talk to me because it's extraordinary, he said. So
you say that you're on a little bit of insulin.
Very minimal.
And you're in the process of weaning yourself off of that even?
Yes, because I manage my own dosage, and I manage it by the foods I eat, the nutrients, stress, toxins in the environment. I don't really ever get sick, but when I'm around somebody that's sick, my blood sugar will raise, and I'll know instantly that I've been around somebody that's ill.
Oh, isn't that interesting? Okay, so give me that again. Give us that again. When you're around somebody that's sick, either physically or mentally.
Right. I've trained my brain to function in a positive way, so the mental part I know to just, like, you know, get away from it and deal with it in a positive way. So I'm pretty good as far as that goes. When it's physical, let's say someone has a cold or a flu, and they're, you know, really, really sick, I don't typically get ill myself, but immediately I can tell my blood sugar will go up and I'll need to adjust my insulin.
Isn't that interesting?
Yep.
So the blood sugar increase is associated with the not so much the dietary, but the psychosocial or immunological factor?
Yes, any kind of stress. And what would happen with someone that doesn't have diabetes is their own pancreas, that produces the organ that produces the insulin there, would actually give all of you extra insulin to combat that stress. For someone that has type 1 diabetes, if they don't know how to operate their own pancreas, and I mean really know their body, then they could go from a normal blood sugar of like 80 to 120 up to 200 or 300 and not even be aware of it.
You know, I love this concept that you're, you know, advancing and sharing as a practical victor of, you know, an illness that was really devastating millions of people. The concept that you are so in tune with your body, which
yes,
is one of the most critical things that I teach in the Taking Care of Yourself seminar, which is in a package, which we send out. It's very inexpensive. It's like $49. You get me for about 3 hours in a 36-page fill-in-the-blank guidebook so that you take your own unique next steps for healthy human development. And one of the factors that I really emphasize there is exactly beautifully demonstrated by what you're talking about. The fact is, folks, that we could become so acutely and sensitively aware of what's going on in our body, and then simply out of love and respect and a quiet presence, bringing your attention, your awareness, your consciousness to bring love and joy to that part of your body that needs help, or to your whole body that needs help. That's what's critical. Body awareness, self-awareness, and that's really a wonderful thing that you've done, Julie.
Yes, it's really important that people realize that, because it makes a whole difference in their life. And just even talking tonight, it's very peaceful for me to talk with you, and I don't feel any type of stress. And when I'm in a stressful situation, like what you're saying, once you've got your mind kind of like already prepared for that, you're able to deal with any kind of stress. You're strong mentally, and then physically, if you're exercising and you're toned and your body's right physically, you can handle that as well.
So tell us what you eat.
For me, I eat no processed foods. I have a lot of the extra virgin olive oil. I do, for me, I'm a blood type O, so I do eat a lot of foods that I feel work for that particular blood type individuality, I would say. What I found out over the years, and it sounded crazy, I guess, at first, is I kept a logbook of all the foods I would eat and what my blood sugar would be after I ate them. And I found out wheat, corn, particular foods would raise my blood sugar. And I would tell my doctor that, and he said, oh no, that's crazy. And then I would find out that certain, like, fish, like tuna, the organic beef would lower my blood sugar immediately. And I don't take insulin for my foods at all anymore. I'm only taking insulin for what my body doesn't produce, or stress, or, like, environmental toxins.
Well, that's fascinating. Totally fascinating.
So, because when I'm eating the right foods that actually keep my blood sugar normal, I don't have to worry about taking, I don't need to take extra insulin.
You know, the truth shall set you free, folks. If you learn the truth about how your body works and how to care for it, and if you listen to it and do like what Julie's done here, it's exemplary, where she's taken notes, you know, to find out what's the response of her body to certain foods that she's eating. Boy, I'll tell you, every single one of us could use that.
Yeah, and it's really helpful, because it's like, I've been doing this for a long time, and, you know, they argued with me, but I said, you know what, I'm not following the diet that you're telling me to, because it's making my insulin dosages go up. And I don't really take much insulin, and now I don't take any for my food, because I don't eat any wheat or corn. Instead, I have, if I'm going to have a carb, it would be more like spelt, or I get it through my starch, my vegetables. But I'm really monitor, and it's not so much the portion size as the type of ingredients.
And, like, what about milk, dairy products?
Well, for me, I never did well on that, and I'm not sure, you know, exactly why. Is, you know, even as a child, I really didn't do that well on that. But, I mean, I have some cheese. I'll have, like, mozzarella or feta. And for the most part, it's just keeping track. I mean, now I know all the foods, because it's been 20-something years. So I know which one will raise it and which one will lower it. And my blood sugars stay normal all the time.
So that's awesome.
I mean, I was excited after, even with my triglycerides, just came back with the cholesterol test, and mine were 54, my triglycerides. And then the HDL cholesterol, which is your good cholesterol, you want it to be high, mine was 90. And, of course, the LDL, which is the bad cholesterol, mine was 70. And so my whole ratio was 1.9. And basically my doctor just sent me out. He's like, I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah, I bet he had nothing to say.
Because he's like, you know what, not only is this all non-diabetes, but this is like a marathon runner. He goes, this is better than any of my athletes. This is just, get out of here. So,
that's beautiful. That's just awesome. You know, we have a product called Green Harvest. It's awesome. I live off of it. It's something that I have every day. If I don't have it, if I miss a day, I really feel it. I don't feel myself. I don't feel as energized. And most importantly, I can sense it's a blood sugar thing, too. You know, the antsy and irritable feeling that a lot of hypoglycemics get around 3 in the afternoon, you know, when this sudden blood sugar, and the liver, by the way, folks, is on a circadian rhythm.
Yeah.
It turns on at 3 in the morning, and essentially the opposite, 3 in the afternoon, it's off. And when the liver is off and the enzymes aren't functioning and there's toxins in your system, you know, it's a stress. Of course, Julie's been talking about the stress factors causing an increase in need of insulin and then blood sugar. And if you don't get that, if you got hypoglycemic tendencies, you get the emotional swings. You get angry for no apparent reason around 3 or 4 in the afternoon. And so the Green Harvest product that I take, that I manufacture, and I developed it to make it good tasting so my children would enjoy it. We make fruit smoothies with it every day. Even in Hawaii, we still use it. We're taking a lot of wonderful organic foods, and fruit right from the orchard, and we blend it up with Green Harvest product. And I'll tell you, that is something that I find just fabulous. And I highly recommend it for all hypoglycemics. What do you think of a product like that? It's made primarily from amaranth, which is an herb seed type of grain that's got all the amino acids and all the enzymes that you can live off of.
I think that's great, and I think it's important, like what you're talking about as far as nutrients, because what I find with diabetes is a lot of people that have even type 1 or type 2 are nutrient deficient, and that can be in numerous different ones as far as the B vitamins. I mean, there's just, it all depends on the individual, what they're deficient in, and then, like we were talking about earlier, the more stress you have, the more you're using up your nutrients.
That's exactly right. And, the nutrients are vitally important. What about probiotics? We've got a product called GI Flora Pro that sets everybody's constitutions right. If they're constipated, they are able to go to the bathroom again within like 24, 48 hours. This stuff it's like a prescription-grade probiotic bacterial mix that represents what the soil-based microbes used to be. In the soils and in the organic foods.
I think that's important because you've got to have the good bacteria in your gut. And with so many people taking antibiotics and, just repeating going to the doctor and getting more and more antibiotics, it's wiping out not just the bad, it's wiping out all the good in the gut.
That's exactly what we think, too. We see that all the time. So a lot of people are helped by that. Yeah, so folks, if you need a good probiotic, get GI Flora Pro. We have a lot of naturopathic physicians and chiropractors who really care about their patients purchasing it and recommending it for their patients. So what else, Julie? What else other tips can you give to folks who have been diagnosed with diabetes?
Well, I think it's important that they know they can live a sweet life. I think they need to know that diabetes does not define who they are. They define what diabetes is to them, and that can be any other health challenge as well, not just diabetes like you were mentioning earlier. And just I guess, refusing the diabetic label, inform, educate the media, educate society as a whole, even your family, your friends. They may not understand. They may call you a diabetic, not to hurt you, but they just don't understand, and instead just asking them, don't label me, just call me by my name. And I think that will help them heal so much faster.
All right, well, where can people get your book?
They can get my book. It's available at Amazon.com.
Okay, the title of the book is Diabetes Can Be Sweet Once You Bury It.
Right.
And they can get the Diabetes Can Be Sweet at Amazon.com.
Right, and they can also go to my website, which is DiabetesDoneWright.com.
Give it one more time.
DiabetesDoneWright.com.
Okay, DiabetesDoneWright.com.
Correct.
Okay, sounds good. Any toll-free numbers or any numbers for contacting you?
That would probably be the best way to contact me, by email, and information as far as my organ location now would be as well on there, so they can just contact me there.
And where in Oregon are you?
I'm a little south of Portland, Oregon, Wilsonville, Oregon.
Oh, okay. Did you know that we're having a Healing Codes seminar, musical healing celebrations? Love Code. It's actually called the Love Code Seminar, musical healing celebration, coming to Portland the end of May, I think it is.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah, how would you like to have your books there and be one of the co-sponsors of the event?
That would be wonderful to be there. I think music is the ultimate for keeping you stress-free, healing the body. I always put music on, any time of the day that I feel like I need just to be uplifted.
Well, we've got the most awesome music on the planet. As a matter of fact, you know what I just did before the show? I just put into the Healthy World Store, that's healthyworldstore.com, Jonathan Goldman's brand new CD called Waves of Light. Goldman produced the most powerful healing CD on the planet. It's called Holy Harmony. the Holy Harmony CD. That's something else, folks. If you're listening and you have not purchased your copy of Holy Harmony yet, get online to healthyworldstore.com and order that. It is extraordinary. There are dozens and dozens of testimonials now from people all over the world that have had extraordinary miraculous healings. Now, the reason that is because, again, as I mentioned briefly at the beginning of this program, the good news is that we have the core creative frequencies. We have the Creator's blessing on how the Creator works to create. It's through music. And we have the specific notes. This, of course, has relevance to Revelation 14:1 through 14:3, which is the singing of the new song to bring about a new reality on planet Earth, to bring heaven to earth and change this Babylonian insanity into divinity, into correct, righteous divinity. So this is everything from what's taking place in your body is a manifestation of music.
Yes, exactly.
And so, you know, I actually gave a definition on the Insight Hour and a couple other places on what a human being is best defined as. Let me give it to you real quick so that you get the power of music in who you are. You actually are a digital, that's a mathematical, bio-holographic, that's biology and holography. You're a hologram. You're a holographic precipitation, crystallization, miraculous manifestation of divine frequency vibrations. And so that's why music is so powerful. So we've got, we started a record company, too, a couple months back called Tetrahedron Records. And we're actually producing Scotty Huckabee, who's the universal guitarist for the Spiritual Renaissance, the most amazing guitarist you've ever seen in your life. And when you hear him play, like his concert album, Live Love, in 528, it's not just entertaining music. It is actually tuning your vortices, your energy centers, your acupuncture meridians. It's bringing us back into harmony with divinity. Because these are the Creator's mathematics for creation. So this is so exciting, and this is what we're celebrating in Portland. For people who want to get tickets, let me give you a toll-free number to call. It's 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. And if you go to my website, drlenhorowitz.com, and the schedule is there, you'll be able to get all the information about the Love Code Seminar. Also, you can go to lovecodeseminar.com, lovecodeseminar.com, and that will bring you right in, and you can read up about it, and then register for the Portland event. It's going to be very special. We're actually going to be on Saturday night. It's a full-day event. Get this, the price is only $98 for the full day and night that includes lunch and dinner banquet, giving honor to a great friend of mine who's an American hero. He's receiving the American Unsung Hero Award. We're going to give it to Jeff Rentz this year, the first annual American Unsung Hero Award in Portland. And I know, Reverend Roxy, you've got some friends in Portland, too, that I want to have you invite and get them engaged in bringing out a good turnout. But the price is extremely reasonable. It's a full day, and at night, Scotty Huckabee is going to be playing in the 528 key of love, 528 hertz frequency, love vibration, and he's going to be playing a concert like he has done on Live Love in 528, the new concert album that we've got at tetrahedronrecords.com. You can also go to perfectcircleofsound.com, or you can actually go online to healthyworldstore.com and actually listen to some segments of it right online. So, at any rate, Julie, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me on the show, and I want to wish everyone aloha and that you have a safe trip to Hawaii. And
oh, thank you. Yes, and have a healthy, happy holiday season.
Yes, and it's been very, very relaxing and a special treat for me to be on the show tonight.
Wonderful. It was great to have you. And call us again and be a guest again when you've got some breaking news for us.
Oh, that'll be great. I certainly will.
Very good, then. Thanks a lot. Be
okay.
Blessed.
Be blessed. Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, Reverend Roxy, it's almost about time. What do you think?
Oh, it's 7:51, and we're still going to have some fun.
So
you know, I was very taken by your guest. You know, raising cane and cane juice and all of that, you know, is part of the answer for the diabetic, is getting off of that soda and the concentration. It is my thought that once we get back to the natural sweetness, once we can, and I think when it comes to diabetes, isn't that with the artificial sweeteners they gravitate towards, and that may be causing them a lot of their problems too, you know. So this woman really has it right where it's supposed to be. You manage your own blood. You protect the sanctity of your own blood. You understand blood chemistry, Dr. Lennon, so you understand about sugar and what it is and how the brain uses it, and when it gets too much, what happens, you know. So that's what people need to know, and she's going at it the right way. It is a effect of a cause that was made, whether it be through vaccinations or diet or poor eating or stress or whatever, and there's only one person that can really deal with it, and that's the person who has it, and that they get some good information about nutrition and work with people and manage their own blood. Yeah, so right on to the guest.
Yeah, you know, I really acknowledge you. I want you to know, I know I acknowledge you more than even you may acknowledge yourself, being an expert in this whole concept of blood sugar and the alternatives to the refined carbohydrates and the white sugar. Tell us about, okay, we know there's stevia as a good substitute. There's other sweeteners, everything from, I don't know, you may not be a fan of xylitol. But
I'm not a fan of anything other than the natural sugars, and you know Manitech and other companies like that are really starting to look at glyconutrients. And so, therefore, we have to look at the whole industry of sugar. And you also, with this caller here, and she's hitting it right on the nail, and you know it too, is that wasn't insulin one of the first man-made kind of like hormone-type thing that they used and how they made it? And isn't that one of the most dirtiest professions, is the insulin vaccinations or inoculations that people have to give every day?
Yeah, that's a very tragic.
I guess if I wanted to tell people and had an insight for them, is that the only thing that the brain eats is sugar. So therefore, the kind of sugar that you are feeding your brain is how your brain is functioning. And the brain can only take it in by 15% by volume. So anything over that, it has to shunt off and has to send that responsibility somewhere else, taxing the spleen, taxing the kidneys, taxing the pancreas, taxing the whole body. This is the cause. Sugar itself is a concreted acid. These are the things that you and I both, you deal with the viruses and the vaccines, and I'm going to deal with the virtues and the vices, and that's what we're going to do. And then when we get them all to understand that what they're putting into their bodies is way more than their bodies is asking for, and what it's doing with the rest of it. Let me give you something, Dr. Lynn. You know, we're the last shots. I can go off for just a second. But, you know, we had a death here related to NutraSweet, Diet Coke, right here on the island, Dr. Lynn. A woman who fell in love with some man, and she was heavy set, decided, and it's so hush-hush and so quiet that they don't see, you know, how they're doing damage to other people. This person went on a binge of just Diet Coke and went into renal failure and a whole lot of other complicated things. Everything shut down in her body. Why? Because the NutraSweet is way more than the brain and the body chemically can even begin to break down. And you know that more than I can even begin to express it. It's that we're throwing ourselves off. And so diabetes was one of the first, was it not, Dr. Lennon? I really would like for you to explain how insulin is made to the people so they understand how it's made today, and where it used to come from and where it comes from now. You know,
I actually need to restudy that. It's been so long, I can't even remember, but I do remember, like you're talking about, it's a process that gives you something that is not what you or I would want to put into our bodies, that's for sure.
Oh, no. Pig intestine.
Yeah, I can't remember exactly.
We'll look into that next week because, you know, diabetes next to cancer. And the both of them are like death sentences to people because they don't give nutritional guidance. They say you can eat what you eat, eat the NutraSweet, Neotame, as long as it's artificial. And I just want to let people know, you can take care of this yourself. Start eating more fresh things. And that's going to be hard, folks. So we're in a treadmill. We're all little guinea pigs. 1,100,000,000 guinea pigs all in a little test tube, and that's challenging. And so, you know, when you find out that it can be done secretly, right here, without mainstream, this woman is telling you, look to your nutrition, folks. Look to it. Your test tube. And that's what Dr. Len is trying to tell you. Protect your blood. I can't say it anymore.
You know, let me ask you again a question about fresh-squeezed cane juice. Tell us why that is so powerfully beneficial versus white sugar.
Well, number one, you're talking about a grass. You're talking about something that's a C4 plant. It has the ability to uptake all the nutrients in the soil. And here in Hawaii, we have the best cane. Why is it? Because it's only 15% by volume, and the brain can use it. Why? Because we've had diabetics. Check this out, Dr. Lynn. Eat our sorbet made from fresh pressed cane juice on a fasting state and tell us, come back after testing their blood and tell us that it lowered their blood sugar. It meant that cane juice, folks, if you can get your hands on it, is a free food, and only a diabetic would understand what I'm talking about when we talk about free foods. And I invite that guest to come on Mission Possible. Call me if she's listening on Sundays, and we can talk more about this thing called nutrition and diabetes and stress. So more of us are getting into it, vaccinations, everything. But it's not a death sentence. It's a challenge in life, just like everything. It's a challenge to really be inspired by God's message that he gave us life and that life should thrive and that we must survive. So that's it for the, you know, for me, Reverend Roxy, the boss, Mission Possible, Inside Hour. We're just going to keep doing it, and I feel that something's changing, Dr. Lynn. As they persecute you more, as they talk about you more, you know, it's going to come back to haunt them as they begin to understand and know we are not right. We are righteous, and we have not sold out, you know.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Out. Yeah. So I await your arrival.
I'm looking forward to it.
It'll be great to be here. And tell everybody who's paying the bills again and how they can get in touch with us and In Lives We Trust, and give them one more shot in the arm there.
All right. Thanks, sister. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, tomorrow, folks, I'm going to be on the Big Island of Hawaii. We've got, a wonderful Hawaii health retreat coming up the 27th of December through January 3rd. If you can't make that one, we have another one coming up in March. It's the most amazing place. We're going to have everything on the Big Island where you have these magnificent waterfalls. We're going to have dolphin swims. We're going to be having a place where we've got Hawaii's only lava-heated steam saunas and geothermal hot pools. So it is just the most wonderful opportunity. You can go online to read more about it via the schedule, which is at drlenhorowitz.com. That's D-R-L-E-N. Horowitz is spelled HOROWITZ.com. It's my official website. I want to thank HealthyWorldStore.com. That's a place where you can get all of my books, DVDs, CDs, as well as videos and the most awesome albums now that we've been blessed to produce for Scott Huckabee, and we're also representing Jonathan Goldman, all the people that are working on bringing you the music of divinity is what we're exclusively publishing. And so that's at tetrahedronrecords.com. You can go get any of those wonderful products through healthyworldstore.com. And here's that toll-free number if you need it to call to register for any of the events, including the May event in Portland. It's 888-508-4787. That's toll-free. 888-508-4787. And again, if you don't have your access to the archives on bbsradio.com, you're missing something. So please do. Please put in $2 a month. I'm sure you can afford that, especially for you smokers. Stop smoking and put a couple bucks into the BBS Radio Network and get yourself educated through the most wonderful hosts. And now, tonight, after the Insight Hour, we've got Don Nikoloff, coming up, a friend and colleague who's a very, very bright man and a good host. He's just starting a new program on BBS Radio. It follows our show every night, I understand. He's doing a Monday, I think it's through Thursday, show. Starts at 10 o'clock Pacific, which is just in a couple minutes. So,
Minute, as a matter of fact. So we should get off the air, huh?
All right. Well, be blessed, Reverend Roxy. We'll see you tomorrow night. Everyone, thanks a lot. Have a healthy, happy holiday season if you don't hear us again before the new year. Bye for now.
Hi, everybody.